This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 246. For Monday, January 29th, I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to slide back on Monday as weakness in Chicago soy oil weighs on values. At the final settlement, the March canola contract drops $15.50 at $608.70 per ton, while the May contract retreats $15.30 at $614.10 per ton. Losses in European rapeseed, Malaysia and palm oil, and Chicago soybeans also weigh on canola values, while gains in Chicago soy meal try to limit further declines. Despite the widespread turmoil in the Middle East, global crude oil prices are still lower due to China's lackluster economy. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.43 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.35. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export inspections report, and for the week ending January 25th, soybean inspections are less than 890,000 tons compared to the 1.18 million the previous week. U.S. corn inspections improve to almost 902,000 tons, but those for wheat are lower at about 265,000 tons. The U.S. weather forecast is calling for drier weather, especially over the soft wheat growing areas. Ag Rural reports the Brazil soybean harvest exceeds 11% complete, more than double from this time last year. Also, Ag Rural says the planting of Brazil's second corn crop is also at 11% and more than twice where it was a year ago. Egypt, the world's largest wheat importer, says it will acquire about 7 million tons in 2024. Sovicon adds 900,000 tons to its call on Russian wheat production for the coming year. However, Sovicon's estimate of 92.2 million tons is 600,000 tons short of this year's harvest. The United Nations says total freight transiting the Suez Canal is down 45% since Houthi rebels began their attacks on commercial vessels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The March contract gives up 15 cents at $11.94 per bushel. March soy oil tumbles almost 1.4 cents at 45.45 cents per pound. But March soy meal is up $5.30 at $354.30 per short ton. Corn is lower as its March contract forgoes 6 cents at $4.40 per bushel. Oats are mixed, with the March contract gaining 1.5 cents at $3.65. The U.S. wheat complex falls back as Chicago March loses 7 cents at $5.93.5. Kansas City March drops 6.5 cents at $6.18. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March pulls back 9 cents at $6.95. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, January 29th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.